Right. Let's turn to the issue of the economy. According to the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, neither of your economic plans will reduce the growing $19 trillion gross national debt. In fact, your plans would add even more to it. Both of you were governors who balanced state budgets. Are you concerned that adding more to the debt could be disastrous for the country? Governor Pence.
I think the fact that that under this past administration, of which Hillary Clinton was a part, we've almost doubled the national debt is atrocious. I mean, I'm very proud of the fact that I come from a state that works. The state of Indiana has balanced budgets. We cut taxes. We made record investments in education and in infrastructure. And I still finished my term with $2 billion in the bank. That's a little bit different than when Senator Kaine was governor here in Virginia. He actually tried to raise taxes by about $4 billion. He left his state about $2 billion in the hole. The state of Indiana, we've cut unemployment in half. Unemployment doubled when he was governor. But I think he's a very fitting running mate for Hillary Clinton. Because in the wake of a season where American families are struggling in this economy, under the weight of higher taxes and Obamacare and the war on coal and the stifling avalanche of regulation coming out of this administration, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want more of the same. It really is remarkable that they actually are advocating $1 trillion in tax increases, which I get that. You tried to raise taxes here in Virginia and were unsuccessful. But $1 trillion in tax increases, more regulation, more of the same war on coal, and more of Obamacare that now even former President Bill Clinton calls Obamacare a crazy plan. But Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want to build on Obamacare. They want to expand it into a single-payer program. And for all the world, Hillary Clinton just thinks Obamacare is a good start. Look, Donald Trump and I have a plan to get this economy moving again. Just the way that it worked in the 1980s, just the way it worked in the 1960s. And that is by lowering taxes across the board for working families, small businesses, and family farms, ending the war on coal. It is hurting jobs and hurting this economy, even here in Virginia. Repealing Obamacare, lock, stock, and barrel, and repealing all of the executive orders that Barack Obama has signed that are stifling economic growth in this economy. We can get America moving again. Put on top of that the kind of trade deals that'll put the American worker first, and you've got a prescription for real growth. And when you get the economy growing, Elaine, that's when you can deal with the national debt. When we get back to 3.5 to 4% growth with Donald Trump's plan will do, then we're going to have the resources to meet our nation's needs at home and abroad, and we're going to have the ability to bring down the national debt.
Senator Kaine.
Elaine, on the economy, there's a fundamental choice for the American electorate. Do you want a your hired president in Hillary Clinton, or do you want a your fired president in Donald Trump? I think that's not such a hard choice. Hillary and I have a plan that's on the table that's a your hired plan. Five components. First thing we do is we invest in manufacturing, infrastructure, and research in the clean energy jobs of tomorrow. Second thing is we invest in our workforce, from pre-K education to great teachers to debt-free college and tuition-free college for families that make less than $125,000 a year. Third, we promote fairness by raising the minimum wage so you can't work full-time and be under the poverty level, and by paying women equal pay for equal work. Fourth, we promote small business growth, just as we've done in Virginia. To make it easier to start and grow small businesses, Hillary and I each grew up in small business families. My dad, who ran an ironworking and welding shop, is here tonight. And fifth, we have a tax plan that targets tax relief to middle-class individuals and small businesses and ask those at the very top who've benefited as we've come out of recession to pay more. The Trump plan is a different plan. It's a you're fired plan, and there's two key elements to it. First, Donald Trump said wages are too high, and both Donald Trump and Mike Pence think we ought to eliminate the federal minimum wage. Mike Pence, when he was in Congress, voted against raising the minimum wage above $5.15. And he has been a one-man bulwark against minimum wage increases in Indiana. The second component of the plan is massive tax breaks for the very top. Trillions of dollars of tax breaks for people just like Donald Trump. The problem with this, Elaine, is that's exactly what we did 10 years ago, and it put the economy into the deepest recession since the 1930s. Independent analysts say the Clinton plan would grow the economy by 10.5 million jobs. The Trump plan would cost 3.5 million jobs. And Donald Trump, why would he do this? Because his tax plan basically helps him, and if he ever met his promise, and he gave his tax returns to the American public like he said he would, we would see just how much his economic plan is really a Trump first plan.
On that point, Governor Pence, recently the New York Times released part of Mr. Trump's 1995 tax return and reported that he could have avoided paying federal income taxes for years. Yesterday, Mr. Trump said he brilliantly used the laws to pay as little tax as legally possible. Does that seem fair to you?
Well, first, let me say I appreciated the you're hired, you're fired thing. Senator, you used that a whole lot, and I think your running mate used a lot of pre-done lines. Look, what you all just heard out there is more taxes, $2 trillion in more spending, more deficits, more debt, more government. And if you think that's all working, then you look at the other side of the table. I mean, the truth of the matter is the policies of this administration, which Hillary Clinton and Senator King want to continue, have run this economy into a ditch. We're in the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression.
15 million new jobs. There are millions
more people living in poverty today than the day that Barack Obama, with Hillary Clinton at his side,
and the poverty
stepped
level
into the Oval
and the median
Office.
Income we have the lowest improved level. Dramatically look, look, between you, 2014 and 2015.
Honestly, Senator, you can roll out the numbers and the sunny side, but I got to tell you, people in Scranton, no different. People in Fort Wayne, Indiana, no different. I mean, this economy is struggling. And the answer to this economy is not more taxes.
But it's not to give away tax relief to the folks at the top.
And so I am interested to hear
whether he'll defend his running mates not releasing taxes.
Yeah,
and
absolutely
not taxes.
I will.
Governor,
I mean,
with all due respect, the question was about whether it seems fair to you that Mr. Trump said he brilliantly used the laws to pay as little tax as legally possible.
Well, this is probably the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Senator Kaine. I mean, Hillary Clinton and Senator Kaine, and God bless you for it, career public servants, that's great. Donald Trump is a businessman, not a career politician. He actually built a business. Those tax returns that came out publicly this week showed that he faced some pretty tough times 20 years ago. But like virtually every other business, including the New York Times not too long ago, he used what's called net operating loss. We have a tax code, Senator, that actually is designed to encourage entrepreneurship.
But why won't
country.
He release his tax return?
Well, we're answering the question about the business thing.
His tax returns showed
he went through a very difficult time, but he used the tax code just the way it's supposed to be used, and he did it brilliantly.
How do you know
he
that?
Created
you haven't seen
a
this
runway
tax return.
Because he's created a business that's worth billions of dollars today.
How do you know that?
And with regard to paying taxes, this whole riff about not paying taxes and people saying he didn't pay taxes for years, Donald Trump has created tens of thousands of jobs, and he's paid payroll taxes, sales taxes.
Senator, I'm going to give you about 30
taxes.
Seconds to
the
respond, and I have a question on Social
Hillary Clinton
Security
is going
for
to
you.
Raise taxes, and
Governor,
Donald Trump and I are going to cut them.
Donald Trump started this campaign in 2014. He said, if I run for president, I will absolutely release my taxes. He's broken his first promise. Second, he stood on the stage last week, and when Hillary said you haven't been paying taxes, he said, that makes me smart. So it's smart not to pay for our military. It's smart not to pay for veterans. It's smart not to pay for teachers. And I guess all of us who do pay for those things, I guess we're stupid. And the last thing I'll say,
Senator,
is this.
Senator, do you take all the deductions that you're entitled to?
The last thing I want to ask Governor Pence is
I do.
This. Governor Pence had to give Donald Trump his tax returns to show he was qualified to be vice president. Donald Trump must give the American public his tax returns to show that he's qualified to be president, and he's breaking his promise.
Elaine, I have to respond to this.
I'll be very respectful. Governor.
Look, Donald Trump has filed over 100 pages of financial disclosure, which is what the law requires.
But he said he would release his tax returns. The American people can review that,
and he's going, Senator,
all right,
he's going to release his
I need
tax
to ask
returns,
you about
and the audit
Social Security.
Is over.
Richard Nixon released tax returns when he was under audit. If you can't meet the Nixon standard, the people at home cannot understand either one of you
when you speak over each other. I would please ask you to wait until it is that the other is finished.
All right,
Senator
we're having
Kaine,
fun up here.
On the issue of Social Security, in In 18 years, when the Social Security trust funds run out of money, you'll be 76. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates your benefits could be cut by as much as $7,500 per year. What would your administration do to prevent this cut?
First, we're going to protect Social Security, which was one of the greatest programs that the American government has ever done. It happened at a time when you would work your whole life, raising your kids, working, being a little league coach or a Sunday school teacher, and then you would retire into poverty. And Social Security has enabled people to retire with dignity and overwhelmingly not be in poverty. We have to keep it solvent, and we will keep it solvent. And we'll look for strategies like adjusting the payroll tax cap upward in order to do that. Here's what Hillary and I will not do, and I want to make this very plain. We will never, ever engage in a risky scheme to privatize Social Security. Donald Trump wrote a book and he said Social Security is a Ponzi scheme and privatization would be good for all of us. And when Congressman Pence was in Congress, he was the chief cheerleader for the privatization of Social Security. Even after President Bush stopped pushing for it, Congressman Pence kept pushing for it. We're going to stand up against efforts to privatize Social Security, and we'll look for ways to keep it solvent going forward, focusing primarily on the payroll tax cap.
Governor Pence, I'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Well, thanks, Elaine. There they go again. Okay. All Donald Trump and I have said about Social Security is we're going to meet our obligations to our seniors. That's it.
Go read the book.
We've said we're going to meet the obligations of Medicare. That's what this campaign is really about, Senator. And I get this is the old scare tactic that they roll out.
But you have a voting record, Governor.
And I get all of that. I just look. There's a question that you asked a little bit earlier that I have to go back to.
You won't defend your own voting record.
I have to go back to. Well, look. You're running with Hillary Clinton, who wants to raise taxes by $1 trillion, increase spending by $2 trillion. And you say you're going to keep the promises of Social Security. Donald Trump and I are going to cut taxes. We're going to reform government programs.
You're going to raise taxes
so
on the middle class.
So we can meet the obligations of Social Security and Medicare.
All right.
If we stay on the path that your party has us on, we're going to be in a mountain range of debt, and we're going to face hard choices.
Gentlemen, I want to move on.
You did ask us a question about debt, and the debt explosion on the Trump plan is much, much bigger than anything on the Clinton side.
All right, let me move on now to the issue of law enforcement and race relations.